Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Wall or the non-existent border wall. 6 o'clock, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by LongRoofing.com. The College Park City Council has voted to open up voting in city elections to non-citizens, including people in the U.S. illegally.
By a vote of 4-3, with one abstention, the vote passes.
That vote coming at almost midnight followed an earlier deadlocked vote on whether to put the question to a referendum. The council meeting drew a room full of supporters and opponents of the proposal. Relief may be coming for people who have to live with airplane noise all day and into the night near Reagan National and BWI airports.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan's directing Maryland Attorney General Brian Frosch to sue the Federal Aviation Administration.
What was before was an inconvenience for many, and now it has become unbearable for some, and that's not fair.
Montgomery County Council President Roger Berliner says the FAA didn't study any impacts before streamlining its approach routes.
It has disrupted their quality of life, it has disrupted their sleep, it has disrupted their property values.
The same court ruled in an almost identical case out of Phoenix, forcing the FAA to revert back to its old routes there. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Well, first they helped Hurricane Harvey victims. Now the FEMA-certified search and rescue team from the Fairfax County Fire Department is aiding victims of Irma.
The majority of Fairfax County's search and rescue team is now in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Others are in St. Thomas in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Assistant Fire Chief Chuck Ryan says over the last few days, they've been doing targeted search and rescue.
Specifically focusing on high value, high potential for finding live victims.
The idea is
to assure that the people who lived there or worked at there, if they were businesses, are in fact out and safe.
Water rescue specialists from the team are also helping in the Florida Keys. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And just as people affected by Hurricane Irma are starting to pick up the pieces, scammers are wasting no time trying to get your money.
There are a number of legitimate charities helping people who've lost everything to the recent hurricanes, but then there are others who are trying to capitalize on the destruction. Michael Schlein with Maryland's Office of the Secretary of State says it's crucial to research the organization before you give any money.
Even though there's a more immediate need to give, you can take the time, take 10, 15 minutes, check them out online, make sure your dollar goes to somebody that is actually going to do the work.
If you spot a scam, he says you should contact the Maryland Charities and Legal Services Division. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A small but vocal crowd of protesters at the University of Virginia last night threw a black shroud over a statue of Thomas Jefferson. They're dissatisfied with the university's response to the wave of white nationalist demonstrations over the summer. Many in the crowd carried Black Lives Matter signs. North Korea remains defiant in the face of new UN sanctions over its latest nuclear test.
Will these sanctions be different? Will they cause North Korea to change course? The word on the ground from officials here, absolutely not. They say the notion that they would give up their nuclear weapons after they've invested so much and come so far is ridiculous, and they are continuing to challenge the United States and pledging more provocative behavior to come.
Correspondent Will Ripley. The House is set to vote today on an appropriations bill that includes a rider that would block a D.C. law that bans employer discrimination against workers based on their reproductive health decisions. Alabama Republican Congressman Gary Palmer filed an amendment to the bill to prevent the district from using funds to enforce that new law. Among those fighting Palmer's amendment are Planned Parenthood, NARAL Pro-Choice America, the ACLU, and Americans United for Separation of Church and State. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 22,190. The Nasdaq at 64.54. Sports: Gio Gonzalez struggles as the Nats lose to the Braves. The Orioles slump continues as they lose to Toronto again. And the Mystics drop game one of the WNBA semifinals to the top-seeded Lynx. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Wherever you work.
I am an IT technician.
I am an accounting manager.
Whatever you do.
I work as a photographer.
Whenever you listen.
En route to work. Or to the gym.
Stay up to date with the WMAL app. Available now wherever you download apps.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can save over $1,000 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Despite recent record highs in the market, it's worth remembering there are many factors that can have an impact on your money. A change in the Federal Reserve, a shift in emerging markets, political unrest, or natural disasters. Hi, this is Simon Hamilton from the Wise Investor Group. For all of the reasons to be optimistic about the market, there are also reasons to stay alert. Your financial advisor can help you evaluate all the news impacting the market, good and bad, and position your portfolio accordingly.
Simon Hamilton and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
Need your carpets cleaned? Then you need Hadid. Go to JoeHadid.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this traffic update now sponsored by Spot Hero, Virginia commuters. Let's begin first in the Reston area south of the toll road. The incident is southbound Fairfax County Parkway at Sunrise Valley Drive. Do watch for police to get you through that intersection. Seeing a little bit of volume there each direction there. Into Gainesville. Boy, oh boy, we have both late clearing construction and big delays as a result on 29. As you're coming out of Buckland, get ready for delays. The construction is going to be northbound 29 before you get to Linton Hall Road. Commuters might opt to take 15 up to 66 and then join 66 in that stretch. Overall, 66 through Manassas, volume again in Centerville, and as you come up to Fair Lakes and Fair Oaks, Falls Church as well. Now, for 95, normal slowdowns, Aquia over the Occoquan, and again up toward 395, seeing a little bit of that stop and go. Metro Rail commuters, better news. Orange Line trains no longer single tracking. They had been because of a broken down construction, a piece of construction equipment at West Falls Church. Now it's just residual delays. Maryland, you're okay out of Annapolis and Bowie on 50, but inside the Beltway, we're bunched up quickly here approaching 202. Crews responding to report of an incident. And finally, here is a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First time users can enter promo code DISH $10 off Spot Hero. Park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not much sunshine, but not much rain either. We do have a few showers hanging around, some spotty drizzle as we head through this morning. Cloudy with a chance of showers this afternoon. Could be some patchy fog around also. 81. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 65 in Haymarket, 66 in Waldorf, 68 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Spot Hero. The chief of the Trump Voter Fraud Commission is blasted in New Hampshire. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning, 607 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's Wednesday morning. Boy, do we have a packed show for you. Joining us later this hour at 635, it's Cal Thomas. At 7:05, Grover Norquist. At 7:15, Brian Fung, he is a technology reporter for the Washington Post. He'll discuss the new iPhone. Also, something was revealed about Tesla during the hurricane. At 8:05, Ben Shapiro, and at 8:35, Mike Worthley from Apple Insider about some new Apple products coming out. I'm Mary Walter alongside Vince Colonnaise. Good morning.
Good morning. The New York Post with the following headline this morning. Hillary Clinton's book signing was as insufferable as you'd expect.
That's the New York Times.
The New York Post.
Oh, New York Post. No, not okay. New York. Okay, New York Post. All
if
right.
That was a New York Times headline.
Yeah.
I'd have to double my subscription to the New York Times. And yeah, the piece kicks off. Among the enduring criticisms of Hillary Clinton, her sense of entitlement is limitless. She's tone deaf. She doesn't understand the average American, nor does she care to. Her greed is insatiable. Adding to this a gaping lack of self-awareness, and you have all the ingredients for the New York City launch of Hillary's nationwide book tour Tuesday morning. this is pretty amazing for a number of reasons. Ended up going to a book signing, and she was confronted by this journalist slash activist Laura Loomer. This is the welcoming committee that Hillary Clinton got at her book signing yesterday. Listen to this.
Hi, it's so great to see you.
Well, it's great for you to be here.
Thanks
it's
for
great.
Having me.
Oh, I'm sorry, pause that. It's great
for you to be here. Yeah, yeah.
What in the world is she talking? That's how you start your book tour? This is like the least gracious person ever. It's great for you to be here. It's so lucky of you to meet me. Like, what a nice day. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mike.
Thank you for coming. Thanks for having me. So the American people would really like to know, what happened to your 33,000 emails? What happened in Benghazi?
Go read the book.
What happened to the millions of dollars that was supposed to go to the people in Haiti?
You know what? I'm so sorry you believe things that are untrue.
What happened to Seth Rich?
Hi.
What happened to your health, Hillary?
Did you hear when she said, what happened to your 33,000 emails? You got one of these. It was like a Wicked Witch of the West laugh.
When she went with the Seth Rich, she went there. She went to what happened to Seth Rich. Headphones fell off when she said that.
That girl's full of energy. There's nothing low energy about Laura Loomer.
She committed. Wow.
She wasn't done though, because as she was ushered away by Hillary's security, out of the corner of her eye, she spots Huma Abedin standing in the corner. So she's like, "Well, why not? I'm going to move over to Huma now."
Huma, it's so great to see you. I have a question for you. When are you going to divorce your husband for texting underage girls?
We're going to step out of here.
Get out.
We're going to step out of here. Thank you.
I'm going to need my book. I'm taking my book.
Step out of here. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay.
Can I have my book?
You're going to step out of here.
That's awesome.
And by the way, like, Huma instantly surrounded by security guards. So she's, I guess she has security. She's confronted by this woman asking her all sorts of uncomfortable questions.
Oh, that was hilarious. I love this woman. Who is this? Laura Loomer?
Laura
I'm going to send her a thank you note. That was awesome.
I'm just saying, Hillary's book tour got off to a rollicking start yesterday. She was unable to keep her focus. I want to mention to you, this is... Stacey Dash filmed this to the Fox News host. This is pretty funny. This is an excerpt from the book. This is interesting. She's talking about that, you know, there's been all these women who've approached her since the election, Hillary Clinton, that is, to tell her that they're sorry that they didn't vote for her. They just didn't vote, and they feel bad about it. So they're kind of like all going to, you know, Hillary to give their confession. Like, hey, I didn't vote for you. So here's an excerpt from the book that I just got to read. Quote, on one occasion, an older woman dragged her adult daughter by the arm to come talk to me and ordered her to apologize for not voting, which she did, head bowed in contrition. I wanted to stare right in her eyes and say, you didn't vote? How could you not vote? You abdicated your responsibility as a citizen at the worst possible time, and now you want me to make you feel better? Of course I didn't say any of that. These people were looking for absolution that I just couldn't give. We all have to live with the consequences of our decisions.
Oh my. So she's like a priest confessor.
She's a priestess now.
Right. And people should go to her and confess their sins and tell her how they let her down. Because, you know, you should vote for someone based on their gender, not their brains. That's the qualification. I had someone say that to me. Well, you know, you did your part to not have the first female president ever elected. I said, no, I vote based on brains, not on what that person can do, on capability, not what's in their pantsuit.
Well, I always knew you were a sexist, Mary. I just thank you for confirming it.
And a racist.
Speaking of sexist, let's go to the White House where women are running the entire communications team. And Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who yesterday addressed Hillary Clinton's book from the podium.
Would you be reading Hillary Clinton's book? And what does he think about the excerpts that have gotten out so far?
Whether or not he's going to read Hillary Clinton's book, I am not sure, but I would think that he's pretty well versed on what happened, and I think it's pretty clear to all of America. I think it's sad that after Hillary Clinton ran one of the most negative campaigns in history and lost, and the last chapter of her public life is going to be now defined by propping up book sales with false and reckless attacks, and I think that that's a sad way for her to continue.
The chick is cold. The last chapter of her public life will be dictated by this?
I adore her more and more every day. I think Sarah Huckabee Sanders is phenomenal.
But it's interesting. You know, she mentioned the fact that now, like, Hillary's ending her career on a book thing. And, like, Dave Bossy yesterday pointed out, like, everyone else who lost, we didn't experience this.
And the arrogance of this book is startling. Look, Al Gore, who lost an incredible race and had an incredible thing happen to him with the Supreme Court, no book. John McCain, no book. Mitt Romney, no book. Hillary Clinton feels that she needs to be the first person. Everybody needs to focus on her. She failed. She failed in her campaign. She failed to articulate a message that
she
the American people
cared about. She got 65
million votes. She failed. She failed at every level.
She did not fail.
I kind of think he's got a point.
Yeah.
I kind of buy it, Dave Fossey. Hillary was speaking to NPR yesterday, and, you know, all these Democrats, they'd like to see her disappear. And she said, well, they don't have to buy my book, and they can turn off the radio when they hear me talking. I'm not going anywhere. She said, I've got the experience. I've got the insight. I have the scars that I think give me not only the right, but the responsibility to speak out. So she has no plans of going away in 2018, and that's leaving Democrats a little bit nervous, and it's certainly leaving me amused. Like I said, I cannot get enough of this. So to the extent that we find more, we will present it to you.
Absolutely. So that gives you something to look forward to. It's 6:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. Never look forward to problems with rush hours. We have that right now on 50 inside the Beltway. You're okay through Annapolis and Bowie, but it's once you get inside the Beltway, and I'm watching this in the traffic cameras, they have everybody stopped before you get to the exit for 202, the crash. Now, originally getting by to the far right and the right shoulder, but as they try to maneuver the cars around, nobody gets by. So if you're able to make that exit over to 410, you can take 410 and take BW Parkway to Riverdale. But again, be prepared or try to avoid until we can get some lanes open here inside the Beltway on 50. Continuing Maryland, let's go topside where it starts feeling some of that volume. Heading through Silver Spring, pretty normal there. Same story with 270 through Urbana and Hyattstown. In Jessup on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, seeing some slowdowns too. Now, Virginia, problems with construction, Lake Clearing here, trying to get into Gainesville. We are just jammed. Northbound 29 before Linton Hall Road. Once you do get up onto 66, heavy in Manassas, solid as you make a trip there. And then from Centerville to Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, below speed. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, we'll start out with patchy fog. Showers in the morning, cloudy in the afternoon. The chance of rain today, 70%. High today of 81. Tonight, partly cloudy. Stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. Low of 68. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms in the morning. Turning to variable clouds during the afternoon with a few more showers sprinkled in here and there. Chance of rain, 40% tomorrow. High of 81. Currently in our nation's capital, 68 degrees at 617 on WMAL.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you in the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
Big announcements yesterday. Apple rolling out its new products. Every year, sort of, people become Apple watchers and the media gives them all sorts of free advertising for their new products. But it's not hard to see why. I mean, so many people we know, it sort of seems almost it's half and half. You're either Android or you're Apple. And people who have these Apple products really, really like them and generally will upgrade when they get the opportunity for any number of reasons, including that the old Apple product that they use, if it's like 2 years old, is all of a sudden too slow to run all of the new operating system stuff that they're releasing, the new apps that are available. So you kind of want to upgrade your phone. So Apple giving us now three options for doing that coming out soon, all of them coming out pretty quickly here. The iPhone 8 was the first one yesterday that'll be the standard size screen, the 4.7-inch model. And then the iPhone 8 Plus, we're accustomed to this, which is that bigger screen, the 5.5-inch Plus model. And that Plus will again have those dual cameras on it. And they come in three colors now. It'll be silver, matte black, and a new gold color, they're saying.
Are these the ones that have the glass front and back?
Yes,
so both easier to break.
Glass front and back. Yeah, the funny thing about the Apple products is I don't know anybody who, like, they're supposed to be so aesthetically pleasing. You know, you look at the phone, it's so beautiful, especially they have it on stage. They've got these great commercials. I don't know anybody who uses the phone without a case, though. I mean, you wrap that thing up right away in some sort of case. So, like, whatever aesthetic benefit you're deriving from owning the product, it doesn't get to be pretty. You just put a case on it and hope for the best. You don't want it to break.
Yeah, I know so many people who have broken phones, and they tend to be, the screen's broken, they tend to be more Apple than Droid. I don't know why.
I don't know either, but they're trying to the extent that they can make those things less and less permeable to damage, especially in water. It's been water resistant now for a while. They're getting rid of as many ports as they can. It looks like the phones will continue to have the port, but now You'll have wireless charging for the first time in an Apple product. You'll be able to just take that phone and just lay it on a charging pad. So no more when you go to bed, you know, fishing for the wire under your bed covers or wherever you're trying to find it. Just drop that phone right on the pad and it'll start charging and then pick it up in the morning. Real easy to go. Some of the other big things are that you'll be able to use Face ID to access these phones now. In the case of the iPhone X, for sure. I'm not sure if it's also in the iPhone 8. But the idea is that you've got Face ID being introduced. So up until now, Apple's allowed you to use your fingerprint, Touch ID, to access your phone. But the third phone, which I should tell you about now, is called the iPhone 10. It's got an X, but they're referring to it as the 10. It's the Roman numeral. And that's because it's the 10th anniversary of the original iPhone. And now what they've done is they've removed that home button. You know that circle that's the bottom of your phone that you normally would tap? By the way, you tap that hundreds of times a day because that's how you sort of get around inside of the phone. They're getting rid of that entirely on the iPhone 10. Now the full screen is going to be an image. No more space for anything extra. It's wall-to-wall screen. They call it a Super Retina display. It's an OLED. It's 5.8 inches. And they come in two colors. That phone will start at $999.
Such a bargain.
$998. I should point out the 5.8-inch puts that at a little bigger than the Plus model, actually, at 5.5 inches, according to this Business Insider write-up. So the iPhone 10, that's a big old piece of hardware, which will be very interesting to put to use.
So are you waiting in line to go get yours today?
Because
you strike me as one of those people who are like, oh, there's a new toy.
Well,
I'm going to get the new toy.
Here's how soon you'll be able to get it. The iPhone 8 and 8 Plus arrive on September 22nd. The iPhone 10 pre-orders begin on October 27th, and it ships on November 3rd. So you're going to have to wait for the newest generation. The thing I kind of dig, though, about all of this is twofold, and it's all technology stuff. One is the photos. They're showing that you can take portrait photos now and then adjust all of the lighting on, like, say, your face. You can key out the background so you can make it look like you're standing inside of a studio. Like, it's the sensors are so incredible with these kind of, like, 3D cameras, especially because it has two lenses, that they're capturing your ability to edit the photo right on your phone and make, like, very neat, interesting scenes right away is cool. So, like, you and I could take a photo here in this studio, and it can make it look like we actually took it in an actual photography studio, like, right away. It's pretty amazing.
Oh, we don't need any of that editing, Vince. We don't need that.
Well, I know I don't, but I'm just saying for the common man. And the other thing is this thing called augmented reality, where you'll be able to hold your phone up to a desk and be able to see, like, moving scenes on the desk fixed to positions on the actual desk, and you can move around it. The whole world is changing. They showed pointing the camera at stars and being able to see the constellations live through the camera.
That's already out there.
No,
I have friends who have that.
With hyper accuracy, Mary. It's totally different and totally cool. We'll tell you more about it.
Because it costs $1,000. That's why
it's
totally different.
Mike Wortherly joins us at 8:35 to talk about more of these Apple products. 6:22 now on WMAL.
Learn how you could make your money go further in retirement. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
If you want more from a home improvement company, call Roofing and More. This is Chris Plant. For more than two decades, Roofing and More has been Northern Virginia's choice for quality roofing, siding, windows, and doors. For fair and honest pricing and a commitment to deliver an experience you can recommend to your neighbor, call Roofing and More at 703-467-0206 for your no-obligation estimate. Visit their website at roofingandmoreinc.com. When you expect more, you get more. Roofing and More.
It's the big screen store's 2-for-1 sale. Get a Samsung 4K 70-inch plus a 50-inch Samsung for just $17.99. That's right, a 70 and a 50-inch for just $17.99. The big screen store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Plus great deals from your home theater experts on the latest in power reclining seating with power headrests.
Nothing like watching a movie on a big screen.
You got to check out the Big Screen Store.
And for a limited time, a 70-inch 4K UHD TV and a 50-inch Samsung is just $17.99. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Digital dating has brought us all kinds of new terms. Terms like breadcrumbing, when someone communicates just barely enough to string you along, but not enough to make a commitment. Or benching, when someone keeps up a great stream of tweets or Snapchats or whatever, but won't actually get together in person. And then there's ghosting, when someone you've been communicating with suddenly, without explanation, goes silent. There's a reason so much of the new dating language is negative, because so much of the online dating experience is negative. Look, the newest app just can't compete with the oldest way of getting to know someone, face-to-face. At It's Just Lunch, our matchmakers get to know you and then personally hand-select your matches. Plus, we arrange your dates and handle all the details, from scheduling your date to confirming the reservation. Stop clicking around and start actually clicking with other people. Call 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date.
625 WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. Struggling a bit, Maryland 50, but I'll give you the latest update here. Updates sponsored by Ticked on 50. Just as you head inside the Beltway, that's where we are just jammed, inching along up ahead, the crash before you get to 202. Now, the change is that they're allowing that far right shoulder to get by the multi-car crash. So in on 50 before 202, that's really one of our tough spots right now. So be prepared. You might want to try through Riverdale on the BW Parkway as an alternate so they can sort things out here. 295, once you get down there, you have that volume as you head between Benning Road and East Capitol Street. Southeast, Southwest Freeway, fantastic. Stick looks good in each direction. Just starting to see the delays form heading to the Wilson Bridge, topside through Silver Spring. And it looks like getting into Gainesville is getting a little bit better as you head north on 29. It's been a struggle with late clearing construction near Linton Hall Road. Now it looks like traffic is able to filter beyond and heading towards 66. Want a simple, cost-effective way to handle your traffic ticket with no points on your license or your money back? Choose Ticked. Visit TIKD.com today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gray sky in and some drizzle around this morning with some patchy fog and maybe even a few showers this afternoon. Mainly cloudy, slight chance of a shower, mild, 81 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 68 degrees at 627 on WMAL. It seems like everyone has a tattoo now because, you know, they get tattoos to express their individuality, which is why everyone has pretty much the same tattoo in every single spot. If you don't believe me, we were at a resort in the Caribbean a couple of years ago. A lot of honeymooners, they all have the same tattoos in the same spots. Well, now they're finding a study done in France and Germany found that there are toxic nanoparticles in tattoo ink, and they don't stay put in the skin. They travel around your body, and they wind up building up in your lymph nodes. And they're saying that this is something that they're going to study further because this could actually be harming you because your lymph nodes clear out all the toxins in your body. And a lot of these contain nickel, chromium, manganese, cobalt, titanium dioxide. These are heavy metals. And they said they don't know what this does to your organs and your tissues.
Yet another downside to drinking too much. 628 on WMAL.
The stock market has hit an all-time high more than 35 times so far this year. What will it do next? And what should you do about it with your investments? Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show. Don't let the stock market determine whether you can retire or stay retired. I invite you to our fun and informative seminar, Preparing for Retirement, to show you how you can get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts in Social Security benefits and by handling your beneficiary designations correctly. These three strategies can help you enjoy a secure and financially successful retirement. We have five seminars in Maryland and Virginia, September 12th through the 16th. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888-888- Plan Rec.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Hey, guess what's coming up next? Cal Thomas will be joining us. We have so much to talk to Cal about. Trump's tax push. There was a dinner last night, a bipartisan dinner. Hillary's book tour, border wall, DACA, so much more. 630 WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. On a 4-3 vote, the College Park City Council has voted to allow non-citizens, including illegal immigrants, to vote in city elections. The late-night vote came after the council earlier deadlocked on whether to put the question to a referendum. A group of protesters at the University of Virginia in Charlottesville last night threw a black shroud over a statue of Thomas Jefferson. About 100 students, faculty, and local residents took part, many carrying Black Lives Matter signs. In fact, after they shrouded the statue, they hung a Black Lives Matter banner on it. The death toll from Hurricane Irma has risen to 12 in Florida as the state begins to assess the widespread damage. Federal officials say more than half of the homes in the Florida Keys suffered major damage, but Monroe County Commissioner Heather Carruthers disagrees with that assessment.
Every day we're making progress. We now have about 30% of the homes in the Upper Keys have electricity. There are some pockets that do have full pressure water. You know, we're making progress every single day, and I think that it's just premature for us to say, 90% of the keys have been significantly damaged, when we haven't actually done the assessments that folks are going to start doing in the next day or two.
The president of the Montgomery County Council is praising the decision by Maryland Governor Larry Hogan to sue the FAA over revised flight paths that have created unbearable airplane noise for many residents near Reagan National and BWI airports. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 22,119, the Nasdaq at 64.54. Sports sponsored by the Virginia Department of Rail and Public Transportation. The Braves pound Gio Gonzalez on the Nationals. The Orioles drop their sixth in a row, losing to the Jays. WNBA playoffs, the Mystics lose. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Virginians are trying transit and loving it. You can too, September 18th through the 22nd. Read, text, relax, and enjoy. Take the pledge to be entered to win a free transit pass for a year. Learn more at TryTransitWeek.org.
Accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Are you still promising yourself or your spouse to get your will updated and a good basic estate plan in place? Are you finally ready to make sure you don't leave a mess behind for your family to clean up? Give me just 2 hours and I'll show you how. I'm Attorney Mike Collins, host of Radio's Legally Speaking show. come to my seminar and I'll teach you what you need to know about wills, trusts, taxes, probate, how to keep your money in your family. Register now at MikeCollins.com and I'll even waive the tuition. That's MikeCollins.com.
Is your daily life interrupted by dental pain, repetitive dental visits, or constant dental worry? Are you tired of hiding your smile? Bethesda Sedation Dentistry has the solution with Sedation Dental Care and Hybridge Dental Implants. Our award-winning sedation dental care, matched with the Hybridge Dental Implant process and many other levels of routine and complex dental care, deliver astounding results with you, the patient, in mind. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry has a proven and simplified approach to complete your dental care. Enjoy significantly more comfortable and shorter treatment time and the convenience of one caring, comfortable environment. Learn how Bethesda Sedation Dentistry can help you enjoy the foods you love, smile freely, and live the life you deserve. Attend a free sedation and hybrid dental implant seminar at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry on Monday, September 18th to understand your dental options. Seating is limited, so register today at 301-530-2434 or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com. That's 301-530-2434 or online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonizer, and right now you can save over $1,000 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
6:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
One of our big hangups right now is 50 just inside the Beltway, Maryland. As you leave the Beltway, that's where the tie-up begins. However, looks like a change is happening here. Right as you come up to the exit for 202, they're putting the three cars that were involved in the crash. Everyone confined, looks like, to that left median there. And yes, they're allowing all three lanes to get by. So this is a change for the better. 50 commuters as you head near 202. I know you're at a standstill, but they've just released traffic and all lanes are now open. Watch for some of that bailout traffic through Riverdale on the BW Parkway, the obvious slowdown as you come off the Beltway there for the alternate route. Now, 270, no worries, but the volume, of course, this time of the morning through Urbana, Hyattstown, off and on in toward Clarksburg and Germantown, getting to 66 and into Gainesville. It looks like we still have that road work set up here. Northbound 29 near Linton Hall Road. It's causing delays. 15 through Haymarket picks up some of the bailout traffic as well. And quick note in Reston, still watch south of the toll road for crash cleanup. Fairfax County Parkway at Sunrise Valley Drive. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Fog in and a little rain shower activity this morning. Even some areas of drizzle around. Patchy fog. Most of the rain showers this morning. Nothing widespread. Cloudy 81 later. Chance of a shower, maybe a thunderstorm tonight, 68. Tomorrow, some more showers around. Some scattered storms possible in the morning, 81. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 66 in Stafford, 65 in Hyattsville, 68 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning, 6:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, we'll be joined by Grover Norquist from Americans for Tax Reform as we deal with, you guessed it, tax reform. Brian Fung, tech reporter from the Washington Post, joins us at 7:15. Going to talk about all these new Apple products that are being thrown at us, as well as where's Amazon going to end up? They're bidding on a new headquarters. 8:05, Ben Shapiro. He's got a big Berkeley speech tomorrow, and of course he stops by Mornings on the Mall to give us the curtain raiser on it. And then at 8:35, Mike Worthley, he is an Apple insider and has all the insight into how Apple's going to be scanning your faces and changing your lives. At 6:38 now, Vince Colonnais here alongside Mary Walter.
Good morning, and joining us right now, Cal Thomas. Cal, good morning and welcome.
Hey, hi, Mary and Vince. And by the way, Mary, I got to tell your audience, if people haven't checked out your Facebook page and all your interaction with your neighbors, some of the funniest stuff I've read, you should be writing for Saturday Night Live.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm glad you enjoy my interactions with the seniors who live in my
building. This is why we like Cal. He gives us plugs on social media.
There you go.
It's important.
Yes.
Thank you for that. I appreciate it, Cal. Last night, there was a very interesting dinner at the White House. It was a bipartisan dinner, and we had Joe Manchin there. We had Heidi Heitkamp there, and we also had three Democrats who were there who did not sign the letter to say that they would not work with President Trump. There were the Democrats who said, Joe Donnelly was the other one there, who said, you know, they're the only three who did not sign that letter that said we would not work with the president. So they were invited to this bipartisan dinner about tax reform last night. A lot of nice things were said coming out of that dinner. Do you think that we are going to see bipartisan tax reform coming up?
Well, you know, I'm not a prophet or the son of one, Mary, but I think this is a good move by the president. I obviously, the Republican leadership is not doing anything to advance any of the president's agenda items. But look, this is a philosophical as well as a political argument. Ronald Reagan went around the country to campaign for his tax cuts. I think President Trump is doing exactly the right thing. You get a lot of local media coverage, which bypasses the national media, which is usually biased in favor of more taxes and bigger government and higher debt. Good night. We just passed $20 trillion yesterday. The government can't control its spending any more than Dracula can control its blood sucking. And the analogy is good. But here's the philosophy. I went back and looked up a quote from Calvin Coolidge, our 30th president, about taxes. Listen to this. This is so good. I wish the president would quote it in his speeches. The collection of any taxes which are not absolutely required, which do not beyond reasonable doubt contribute to the public welfare, is only a species of legalized larceny. The wise and correct course to follow in taxation, this is great, is not to destroy those who have already secured success, but to create conditions under which everyone will have a better chance to be successful. Yes, that is what we ought to be looking at, not more money for government, which spends it like there's no tomorrow, but more money for us who can make better decisions on what we can do with the money we've earned.
Yeah, that should be the animating principle for all of this. It's interesting to look at the president of the United States now, President Trump, in contrast with his predecessor, President Obama, especially on the idea that he would do anything bipartisan with the Democratic Party here, because we just didn't see that with President Obama and Republicans over the last 8 years.
No, but here's the thing. Look, if he can get agreements from these Democrats that will at least partially, if not fully, advance his agenda on taxes and spending, he's going to be able to isolate the hardcore left, the Nancy Pelosi's and some of these the Al Frankens, who will never do anything that makes the president or the country look good. And I think that's a wise thing, depending on what comes out of it. Now, if they just pick his pocket and get the Democratic agenda move forward, that's another issue. But I think this is good, and I think this is an example in bipartisanship, and I think it will resonate with a lot of people in the country who are fed up with this sort of thing. By the way, I got to plug this real quick. I don't know if you watched that telethon last night, that hurricane relief thing.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite line out of the whole thing was Stevie Wonder, who said, who, by the way, is blind, of course, if anybody didn't know, he said, "You got to be blind and unintelligent not to believe in climate change." You can write your own P.S. to that one.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to change tracks here just for a second to talk about DACA. Mark Short yesterday said something very interesting about DACA and border security. Here's what he had to say.
He believes that a physical barrier is important to that equation of border security. Whether or not that is part of a DACA equation or whether or not that's other legislative vehicle, I don't want us to bind ourselves.
So it's sounding as if DACA is going to be a clean bill. It's not going to contain any kind of caveat. The border wall will not be attached to it. Is this smart for President Trump, or is he going to alienate a lot of his base?
Well, it depends on how it turns out, like everything else in Washington, Mary. You know, the things that are initially advertised don't always follow through and become reality. Look, I don't have a problem with children who have been brought here by parents who came here illegally or who sent them ahead before they came. But I do think there needs to be a process. If we're going to let them stay, yes, let them have jobs, yes, let them pay taxes, but no citizenship, at least not until they go through the process that people who got here there legally went through. If they want to serve in the military, that's fine. But a very tiny percentage, I think I said it was, saw the other day, it was 0.001 of DACA young people are serving in the military. So the left will use that as if it is a major deal. But I think there can be a way to do this. The kids don't have any choice in this, but we shouldn't be doing anything that that serves as a magnet for more to come. That's what Reagan did with his amnesty measure in the 80s. It just sent a message to Mexico and to Central and South America. Hey, y'all come, the door is open, and we got welfare programs here. The other thing is that any of the DACA people who are working, that's fine. But if you're on welfare, if you're on public assistance, then something needs to be done about sending you back to where you came from.
No, absolutely. And as it is now, it doesn't seem to do anything to discourage anyone from sending their children to this country or bringing them here illegally. Cal, it's always too short, our time that we get to spend with you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Always a pleasure, guys.
We'll talk to you next week. It is 6:44 on WMAL.
It takes a whole lot more effort to get something started in your life than it does to keep it moving.
The Del Walmsley Show has moved thousands of radio listeners closer to a great life. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. on WMAL.
I've been telling you that Thompson Creek Windows can lower your utility bills, which is absolutely true. And that, of course, improves your home's value. And now they're going to save you 60%. Now, Thompson Creek, one of the great things about them is they eliminate the middleman. They build their super energy efficient windows just for your home, but also just for our climate in their own local factory. They are totally accountable to you, and they make the process super easy. At Thompson Creek, you have a dedicated team that works on your windows from start to finish. One team. So you don't have a whole bunch of different people. They are all accountable to you. Call 855-57-CREEK now, and here's what you're going to get. Great deal. Buy one window. You will get another one for 50% off. You can improve the beauty, the comfort, and of course the energy efficiency of your home with Thompson Creek's knowledge and experience. There is no better time to replace your windows. Winter is right around the corner, and you need to call now to take advantage of this incredible offer. Call now. You buy one window, you get one for 50% off, plus no money down and no interest until 2019. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK, but do it before this offer is gone. It's 6:45. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Mary, we have some rain and drizzle, so that means the wet pavement a little bit tricky this morning. We have a lot of fender benders, so please take it easy and allow plenty of braking distance this morning. You don't want to be in an incident. Now, better news. In Reston, you can now use the Fairfax County Parkway south of the toll road at Sunrise Valley Drive. That was the scene of the earlier crash that is now gone. Also, Maryland 50, the John Hanson Highway inside the Beltway, still in delays as you come off the Beltway, but the crash up ahead near 202 confined to the shoulder. Three cars have been involved in that, so I was a little bit worried it would take longer. Great work by crews there to reopen all of the travel lanes, but again, your slow 50 toward 202. Once on to 295 between Benning Road, East Capitol Street, and pushing south down toward Pennsylvania Avenue. Yes, the stop and go. The freeway starting to see volume in each direction, but I haven't had anything reported there, so just do watch. On 270, southbound near 28, incident quickly to the shoulder, but I'm looking at delays onto both the 270 spur and on 270 past Old Georgetown Road, so keep alert in that stretch, please. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Lots of gray sky around for the first part of this Wednesday. Patchy fog also. And a few showers, most of them light. Areas of drizzle. This afternoon, cloudy 81. Slight chance of a shower. An isolated shower thunderstorm tonight, 68. Scattered showers and thunderstorms around tomorrow. The thunderstorm threat mainly in the morning up near 81. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 68 degrees at 6:47 on WMAL.
This weekend, the SGK Gun Show returns to the Fredericksburg Expo Center at Central Park. Hunters, collectors, sportsmen, visit the Fredericksburg Expo Center for SGK's biggest show ever. Tickets available online at guns-knives.com or at the door. That's the Fredericksburg Gun Show this weekend.
Well, that's like some pretty lousy porn music. Anyway, so pornography. Pornography is the subject. Ted Cruz is the senator at fault here. You may have heard about this over the last 24 hours. Ted Cruz, his Twitter account decided to have a mind of its own, apparently, and to click like on a very pornographic tweet. I can't even begin to describe it, but pornographic should suffice. Yeah, well, obviously, out of the, you know, it's journalism, Mary. It's required to check these things out to verify that they're indeed the nasty things that people say they are. And it was. It was nasty. Senator Ted Cruz is now blaming an aide for inadvertently clicking like on that pornography that appeared on his feed. You know, of course, you know, you get a Republican senator to click accidentally or otherwise clicking a like on pornography. By the way, heterosexual pornography, I should mention.
So you delved into the specifics of it.
Well, everything always seems to be like a gay scandal. This is not one of those. So that was not lumped into this. This is classic traditional heterosexual. But you have a situation here where he's being accused of all sorts of nastiness by, you know, as reporters are like surrounding him. I mean, they had like an Anthony Weiner level frenzy as they went after this guy yesterday. He said, quote, "It was a staffing issue and it was inadvertent. It was a mistake. It was not a deliberate action." He also said yesterday, "This is not how I envisioned waking up this morning. Although I will say that if I had known that this would trend so quickly, perhaps we should have posted something like this back during the Indiana primary." So they would have gotten more attention.
I would like to note that The View yesterday lost their minds about this.
Of course.
They just told, and I have to tell you, I'm dumber this morning for having seen that. Because, first of all, if you watch The View, you lose IQ points every single day. And I just sitting
it's
there.
It's like looking at the sun. Your eyes just slowly start losing vision. Yeah.
Exactly. And they were going on and on and on about, like Ted Cruz is some kind of degenerate. I just couldn't anymore. I just yelled at the TV. I had to turn it off. So, but on the upside, you know, The View got all, at least their blood pressure went up.
All right. Well, Ted, stop with the porn tweets, all right? You got enough work to do and said it. Good luck this week with Twitter, man. 6:50 now on WMAL.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
This fall, parents across America will be sending children off to college. This is a bittersweet time. I know. I'm one of those parents.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
On the one hand, we're happy and proud. On the other, we're sad and a little nervous. It's important that our kids have the independence they need to grow and mature, but it's also important that we stay in the loop. We want to have access to school, health, and other information. Did you know that we're not entitled to that information under the law? At 18, our kids are adults with all the privacy protections of an adult. But there's good news. There's a solution. We can draft a set of documents for your son or daughter's signature that will assure you the access you need. By the way, if you're a divorced dad, we'll provide these documents at no charge. We know some of you are already struggling to stay informed. You especially need these.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. The content of this ad does not constitute legal advice.
50 years ago, at a moment in time when visionary action was needed, Congress passed the Federal Interstate Highway Act. It brought mobility to a nation, strengthening the economy in a powerful way. This Congress is poised to make history again, to make its own tremendous advancements in transportation by liberating innovation for self-driving vehicles. Right now, Congress is laying out a roadmap for self-driving vehicles in order to bring a host of benefits to Americans. Benefits like greater road safety, reductions in fuel use, carbon emissions, and road congestion, while providing more independence for millions of Americans. Although many issues divide Congress,
Proposed legislation for self-driving vehicles has earned bipartisan support. And all of us, automakers, suppliers, smart transportation leaders, and people with disabilities, thank the Senate and the House for taking visionary action. To learn more about how Congress is making history, saving lives, and providing benefits to us all, go to coalitionforfuturemobility.com. Paid for by the Coalition for Future Mobility.
6:53, let's see how your money is doing. Good morning to Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk.
Hi, Mary, good morning. After another record day on Wall Street, futures are slightly lower, pointing to a lower open this morning. Markets in Europe and Asia have turned mixed, and crude oil is ticking slightly higher. Hurricane Irma did a job on Florida's agriculture industry. Early signs of damage to the state's citrus, sugarcane, and vegetable crops look significant. Apple's new iPhone 10 won't be available till November. It uses facial ID to unlock and costs $1,000. The Nordstrom family is close to a deal to take the department store chain private. Olive Garden's annual never-ending pasta pass promotion is tomorrow at 2 Eastern. 22,000 passes available for 8 weeks of unlimited access to the pasta bowls on the menu for $100. They sold out in 1 second last year. This year, they also have 20 trips to Italy for two for $200. Good luck. Today is Scooby-Doo's birthday. The cartoon debuted on CBS on this date in 1969. I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
Finding great people to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's time to try ZipRecruiter, where 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within 1 day. How? Using powerful technology, ZipRecruiter matches your job to the right candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
It's 6:55, time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes, first on the fives. And here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Rain, definitely a factor for the morning commute, so factor in the extra time. You always need that when we have this type of weather. Now, let's go Virginia. On 66, it's just been about the volume. Hope it stays that way through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, north on 28 out of Manassas Park. Had early delays to those signal lights, but nothing reported along the way. Had the earlier crash, Compton Road at 28. That's cleared, and those delays have cleared out. Bunching up on the Beltway through Annandale, again, as you approach the Legion Bridge, topside through College Park and Silver Spring. Now, here's the update on 50, the John Hanson Highway. Inside the Beltway near 202, crash confined to the median. You're still slow to get by, but all lanes have been reopened. Now the volume beyond onto DC 295 to go southbound for the morning travel. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Lots of gray sky around for the first part of this Wednesday. Patchy fog also. And a few showers, most of them light. Areas of drizzle. This afternoon, cloudy 81. Slight chance of a shower. An isolated shower thunderstorm tonight, 68. Scattered showers and thunderstorms around tomorrow. The thunderstorm threat mainly in the morning up near 81. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 68 degrees at 6:57 on WMAL.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
All right, welcome back. You got, coming up soon, this Berkeley speech from Ben Shapiro, which is going to take place tomorrow. But that's not the last of it. We've got more, which is that Berkeley is while they're bracing, as I think it was the LA Times wrote, for this Ben Shapiro visit. And we'll talk to Ben coming up at 8:05 this morning. They're also getting ready for Steve Bannon to appear alongside Milo Yiannopoulos and Ann Coulter. This is going to be chaos when those three show up. Think about that. That 4-day event is called Free Speech Week at the University of California, Berkeley, and it starts September 24th, and it is unquestionably, without knowing anything else, going to draw some massive protests and ample media attention. It's being organized by a conservative group called the Berkeley Patriot. They're saying that Mr. Bannon is set to deliver short remarks on the final day of Free Speech Week, but if you thought SNL's treatment of Steve Bannon was bad, just wait until he gets to Berkeley. Like, where they actually think he's the Grim Reaper. This is not comedy to them. They think that he is the angel of death, that if he touches your shoulder, that you'll collapse into your grave at that moment. So it'll be interesting to watch as the all-stars of annoying Antifa all show up together.
But here's the beautiful thing about this. Conservatives are the anti-establishment at Berkeley, which is where the anti-establishment movement started. Now the anti-establishment is the people who are for free speech, who are for conservatives, who are for people like Steve Bannon, and who are promoting this new radical agenda. Think about it. So the Antifa people, or they're really the ones who are pro-big government, pro-establishment. They're the ones who aren't hip and cool. I'm telling you, you're going to see this turnaround. You're going to start to see more and more young people who want to revolt. The hipster types are going to be part of this, of the free speech, more conservative movement, because that's what's hip and cool now. I mean, that's anti-establishment.
One would think these people that are attacking everything, they're an inch deep. They don't have an attack. We've interviewed some of them on this show. Yeah. What's your beef? Well, the president of the United States is a white supremacist. What's the rationale? Well, he's a white supremacist. Okay, yeah, but why? Well, he's a white supremacist. Okay. Well, good luck with that. And then meanwhile, committing acts of violence, burning things on Berkeley as they deal with these guys. So these four in a row are coming. We'll talk to Ben Shapiro at 8:05 this morning about what he'll say tomorrow at Berkeley.
I almost want to be there. Here's what's coming up on WMAL. Grover Norquist, the president for Americans for Tax Reform, will be joining us to discuss Trump's tax push, and we'll find out what his hopes and dreams are for that, if any.
And remember how you didn't want non-citizens to vote in College Park, Maryland? Well, they just gave